Coach, waking up and thinking back to yesterday's win, a number of adjectives come to mind to reference how that game finished. Where does that game rank? And you've been a part of a lot of big wins in terms of wins in your career.
Jared, it's on a stage like it was yesterday, and it's never happened in my tenure that a quarterfinal game had such a significance because, number one, the Atlantic 10 just puts you on a different stage under a different spotlight, and number two, the Dayton team has been referenced as a top 25 team, the first seed, the conference winners, and a clear NCAA team. So it was a very big win in our program history.
Now, when you talk about big shots down the stretch, John Axel's three to tie, and then Jack's, you know, two different step back threes on opposite sides of the court. It doesn't get more clutch than that.
Jack has done that quite a bit in his 4 years here, and going over 2,000 points certainly validates that. John Axel has had a marvelous tournament. You know, just before that three, he had drove the crack and made that acrobatic layup. So he's playing with the kind of fearlessness that Jack is playing with, and it looks like the torch has been passed from Jack to John in that respect.
Now, it's a time of year when you get a team for the third time. Today, it's Rhode Island. They swept the season series, including overtime in the season finale up there. They're the team that's skilled at many positions. Let's start with what the defensive approach is.
Our defensive approach is going to be similar to what we did against Dayton. Dayton, kind of a replica of Rhode Island in many ways, although they do a better job of shot blocking inside. It's interesting how we had Dayton 2 weeks ago, Rhode Island 2 weeks ago, and now we have Dayton and Rhode Island again. So we've got a lot of repetitions and a lot of awareness as we do approach this game. But our defensive game plan has to be the same. We need five guys doing their job every time the ball moves.
What are a couple of specific keys that need to happen for you guys to play another game here on Sunday?
We need to guard the ball screen, which we struggled with at times up in Providence, and we need to do a significantly better job on the defensive glass. They had far too many second chance opportunities as the game wound down and as they can't close the gap and it actually took the lead. So I think guarding the ball screen and being certain that we do limit them to one shot.
And finally, Coach, give me a sense of the feeling around these guys following yesterday.
Last night at dinner, there was a confidence, an alertness, not a wow, this is great, look at what we've accomplished, we've done our job. It's like there's more to do, and it was encouraging as a coaching staff to see that they're not content with yesterday's glory, and yesterday was a glorious day, but they're not content with it.
Coach, thanks for your time. We look forward to this afternoon.
Thanks, Jared.